Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday edition of our program. The Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Our show is always brought to you by PNC Bank. Make today the day. Number one, Cochran. Ride in style and go one better. Cochran.com. Shandorovich, Shandorovich and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone's talking about. And Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call. Boy, it's a busy weekend and things are starting to perk up. First, I should tell you, I am doing this show today from Nemacolin and Woodlands Resort because we have a very special day for the members and guests out here with their golf academy, which is state-of-the-art. Lee Trevino, the six-time major winner, will be here. I have a nice Q&A coming up with him later tonight. He's going to mingle with the guests and the members and a lot of special activities. If you ever get a chance, come up to the Nemacolin Golf Academy. It is state of the art. In the meantime, well, since I brought that up, we should tell you the Masters is a week away. So if you have any thoughts about the Masters going into this one, let me know at 412-928-9370. That is the number of the fan hotline. Again, 412-928-9370. But look at what's happening in the NHL. The Pittsburgh Penguins, who appeared to be, you know, long shots at best getting into the playoffs just a couple of weeks ago, have taken full advantage of the fact that all these teams around them have been mired in mediocrity. That's exactly what's happened. They have invited the Penguins back into this. And, of course, the Penguins have won three straight games in regulation on the road, no less, at the Rangers, at the Devils, which to me was the most incredible game of these three games, and then at the Capitals. They were down 3-1 to the Devils in the third period. Normally, that is just, time to put it away because they don't do well when they're down, and they don't score a lot of goals playing that team in that building. But suddenly an eruption of five goals, two by Crosby, two by Malkin, and the Penguins, another nice deflection by Ricard Raquel. Next thing you know, they're in the winner's circle there. And now, because teams have just absolutely gone terribly bad ahead of them, they're right back in the playoff picture. As we look at it today, the Penguins will be hosting Tampa Bay today. That's not an easy assignment. Tampa Bay has pretty much locked up the first wild card, but they have their eyes set on the third seed of their division because Toronto is just 2 points ahead of them. And those are the next two games for the Penguins. It will not be easy. Tampa at home here today at 1:00. And then at Toronto Monday night, both teams have a lot to play for there. But as we enter here, this chase for the playoffs of the Penguins, again, they're 81 points. They're just 1 point back of the Capitals and Red Wings, 2 points back of the Flyers. And what have these teams done? Well, yesterday was a great day for hockey in Pittsburgh, even though they did not play, because the Rangers beat Detroit, another team right ahead of them, and Detroit's fallen apart here. The Capitals, they had a 2-0 lead over Carolina, but Jake Guentzel got two goals. And next thing you know, this game was 4-2 Carolina, so the Caps lose. And then Buffalo lost, or beat the Flyers, I should say, 4-2. So the Flyers have gone 0-4-2. They've lost six straight games. The Capitals have lost five straight games. And when you look at Detroit, they have one win in their last seven games. All of this has opened the door for the Penguins, who have been red hot, led by not only Crosby, of course, who has 15 points in six games, but can't say enough about Alex Nedeljkovic. 5-0-1 in his last six, .934 save percentage, .197. Goals against, those are the best numbers of the last 2 weeks of any goaltender in hockey. And he will be in net, I would assume, today against Andrei Vasilevsky, you would think also, for Tampa Bay. The Lightning have been playing well, there's no question. And Nikita Kucherov, specifically, has a lot going on in this remaining five or six games for them, because he is right now leading the Ross Trophy, 133 points. That's how many he has on 43 goals. Right behind him is Nathan MacKinnon, who's been just going nuts. He's all the way up to 130 ahead of Connor McDavid at 125. So a big game for the Penguins, who have got to take care of business. And as long as they continue to win, especially when it comes to regulation, that's a big tiebreaker for them. And they'll have a situation where they can win that with all the teams involved with them. Philly, Washington, Detroit, and even the Islanders. The Islanders are just a couple of points ahead. The Islanders have taken advantage of these teams free-falling as well. They'll be home to Nashville tonight. So a big game, a big night of hockey coming up. Like to hear from you and what your take is. A lot of people had them written off. If they get in, man, it could be tough. It could be as a third seed, which means they would take on the Rangers, who still have hopes to win the President's Cup, President's Trophy. Or if not, then you're going to go into the wild card situation there. And that will be interesting who it may be. It could be Boston. So, and the Penguins have Boston later in the season as well. 412-928-9370 is that number to call. And the Pirates, as you heard Donnie Football just talking about, Donnie Football becomes Donnie Baseball on Saturdays, but they had a tough loss yesterday, certainly trying to win the home opener in front of a sellout crowd. But the Orioles, a very good team. I've been telling everybody for the last 3 weeks, watch out for this team. They are loaded with young people. They got more in their system. You know, they went out and got Corbin Burns to add to a rotation. You saw Grayson Rodriguez yesterday. He was terrific, and he has been for them, with six strikeouts and 6 2/3 innings. But the biggest takeaway on this game yesterday was Jared Jones. Second game in a row where he has looked really confident, poised on the mound. Joe Block, the Pirate announcer, has put up a post, which was interesting. Swing and misses over the first two games of a major league career. StatCast has been going back, you know, since 1988. They've been keeping track of this stuff. And in two games, first two of his major league career, Jared Jones has 43 swings and misses. The only other person who's tied him with that is Shohei Ohtani. That's it. The guy looks ready to take on anyone out there. He's got a lot of passion, a lot of emotion. I love to see that with a young guy. He's confident, not cocky, but confident. You got to be confident on the hill, and he is. And yesterday, seven more strikeouts. So he has 17 strikeouts in his first two games. Good location. He gave up two home runs. One barely got out. There were five home runs hit yesterday. The Pirates had a couple also, Cruz and Triolo. But, you know, they're 6-2 now, and they got a tough assignment again today, because the Orioles are going to send out the big Tyler Wells, who's like almost 6'9", 260 pounds. He'll be going against Bailey Falter, and you wonder how long Falter will continue to be in the rotation if he has another bad outing. 412-928-9370. We'll get into that. Also, it's a big weekend of basketball. Last night we saw the Final Four of the women in Cleveland, Ohio. And one game that was not much of a game, South Carolina, continues to be undefeated as they beat NC State. And then Iowa, and everybody was focused on this one. It was Caitlin Clark against Paige Beckers and company, and Iowa came away with a 71-69 win. There was a controversial offensive call for a moving screen late in the game that really kind of put this one away, although not one foul call late in the game is going to determine how this happened. UConn had a 12-point lead, and they couldn't handle it. Iowa was as sloppy as they've been throughout this entire postseason, yet they overcame that. 21 points for Caitlin Clark, who missed her first 7 3-point shots, but then she got it together. So it's going to be Iowa and South Carolina in the ladies' final. That'll be on Sunday at 3 p.m. That'll be a rematch of a game played last year in the Final Four, where Iowa beat them to get to the finals. NC State and Purdue tonight. This is in Glendale, Arizona. It's the Final Four for the men. UConn will take on Alabama in the second one. So NC State, this is a battle of the big man. You know, you got DJ Burns, who's got everyone, and as one of those guys that people want to watch. He's big. He's 6'8". He weighs about 300 pounds. He's in the middle, and he has been really quick with his feet. He's a really good player. this team's on a roll, man. They got in and they haven't lost. They've won 10 straight. It looked like their season would come crashing to an end in the ACC tournament. They trailed Louisville. They got it together. They won 5 games to get here, automatic bid. Other than that, they wouldn't have gotten in. And they've continued that, reminiscent of UConn back in the day when Pitt was looked at as the team that was going to beat UConn that day. They didn't. Kemba Walker company goes on a run, and they win a championship. So you have Zach Edey, National Player of the Year, against DJ Burns in that one. But the first game will be UConn and Alabama, or I'm not sure which one is first. They got a doubleheader tonight. Anyway, UConn is just on a roll. Danny Hurley and company try to make it back-to-back. Alabama scores a lot of points. Interesting strategies going into that one tonight as well. So we got a very busy weekend here, and I'd love to hear from you. It's 412-928-9370. We got the Penguins in Tampa Bay. I'd like to hear what you think about the Penguins. Do you now think they may get in, or is this schedule a little bit too tough for them, given the fact they're going to have to win a lot of these games? They got Tampa today, at Toronto, Detroit, Nashville, Boston, and the New York Islanders. It could very well come down to the final game of the year at Long Island against the New York Islanders. Who knew a couple of weeks ago? But they have been playing well, and they've taken advantage of other teams collapsing around them. Quite frankly, the fact that they're playing well, that's fine. It would not, they'd still be in the same precarious spot if these other teams hadn't crashed and burned. And they are crashing and burning, none worse than Philadelphia. The Flyers are 0-4-2 in their last 6. They have just completely invited the Penguins, the Islanders, and everyone else back into the playoff hunt. We'll take your calls when I come back. It's 412-928-9370. You can also hit me up on Twitter at KD Pomp. We got the number one Cochran Sports Showdown tomorrow night, 11:35 KDK. Lots to get into on that program, but I want to hear from you next, right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.